5. Cultural diversity in the Baha'i community. Associating with people of diverse beliefs and customs. The most important teaching of Baha'u'llah is to leave behind racial, religious, national, and patriotic prejudices. Until these prejudices are entirely removed, mankind will not find rest. Nay, rather, discord and bloodshed will increase day by day, and the foundation of the prosperity of the world of man will be destroyed. To discriminate against any race on the ground of its being socially backward, politically immature, and numerically in a minority is a flagrant violation of the spirit that animates the faith of Baha'u'llah. The consciousness of any division or cleavage in its ranks is alien to its very purpose, principles, and ideals. Once its members have fully recognized the claim of its author, and by identifying themselves with its administrative order, accepted unreservedly the principles and laws embodied in its teachings, every differentiation of class, creed, or color must automatically be obliterated and never be allowed under any pretext, and however great the pressure of events or of public opinion, to reassert itself. If any discrimination is at all to be tolerated, it should be a discrimination not against, but rather in favor of the minority, be it racial or otherwise. Unlike the nations and peoples of the earth, be they of the East or of the West, democratic or authoritarian, communist or capitalist, whether belonging to the old world or the new, who either ignore, trample upon, or extirpate the racial, religious, or political minorities within the sphere of their jurisdiction. Every organized community enlisted under the banner of Baha'u'llah should feel it to be its first and inescapable obligation to nurture, encourage, and safeguard every minority belonging to any faith, race, class, or nation within it. So great and vital is this principle that in such circumstances as when an equal number of ballots have been cast in an election, or where the qualifications for any office are balanced as between the various races, faiths, or nationalities within the community, priority should unhesitatingly be accorded the party representing the minority, and this for no other reason except to stimulate and encourage it, and afford it an opportunity to further the interests of the community. In the light of this principle, and bearing in mind the extreme desirability of having the minority elements participate and share responsibility in the conduct of Baha'i activity, it should be the duty of every Baha'i community so to arrange its affairs that in cases where individuals belonging to the diverse minority elements within it are already qualified and fulfill the necessary requirements, Baha'i representative institutions, be they assemblies, conventions, conferences, or committees, may have represented on them as many of these diverse elements, racial or otherwise, as possible. The adoption of such a course and faithful adherence to it would not only be a source of inspiration and encouragement to those elements that are numerically small and inadequately represented, but would demonstrate to the world at large the universality and representative character of the faith of Baha'u'llah, and the freedom of his followers from the taint of those prejudices which have already wrought such havoc in the domestic affairs as well as the foreign relationships of the nations. Association with all people of diverse beliefs, customs, and outlook is enjoined by Baha'u'llah, that we must guard against interference in political affairs, nor must we give the impression that we are a sect of any existing religion. We must be tolerant, kind, broad-minded, and unprejudiced in our dealings with all sorts and conditions of men. But it is our duty also to assert and prove the independence of our precious and sacred faith, and to explain its liberal, universal principles. The Friends should first start by applying the principle of the oneness of races within their own community, and thus set before the world outside a noble and inspiring example. Every trace of racial prejudice should be banished by the Friends in their community life and also in their private life, so much so that they should come to gradually forget the very existence of the racial problem as such. Such an attitude is bound to strongly impress every outsider and draw his attention to the cause and convince him of the sublimity and practicability of its teachings. It is a great mistake to believe that because people are illiterate or live primitive lives, they are lacking in either intelligence or sensibility. On the contrary, they may well look on us with the evils of our civilization, with its moral corruption, its ruinous wars, its hypocrisy and conceit, as people who merit watching with both suspicion and contempt. We should meet them as equals, well-wishers, people who admire and respect their ancient descent, and who feel that they will be interested, as we are, in a living religion, and not in the dead forms of present-day churches. If the Japanese Friends will realize that the American believers have failures and weaknesses, which often reflect those of their nation, they will feel encouraged to not only be patient and understanding in regard to them, but also to contribute more of the fine points of their own national characteristics to the community work as a whole. If they think that because the cause is perfect, the American Baha'is are perfect, they are bound to be disappointed. In our great Baha'i family, we see both the strong points and the weak points in national character come out in the believers of different countries. The strong points of the American Friends are their devotion and their initiative, their courage and determination and zeal. But there are many characteristics they need, just like every people. The whole aim of teaching work is to create a body of native believers who will carry on the work in their own land. Therefore, the sooner the meetings can be conducted in Japanese, the better. Certainly, on the spiritual assembly, there should be adequate translation into Japanese. In fact, it would be better if it could be the other way round, but perhaps this is not feasible at present, and would cause confusion and inharmony. I need not tell you that the work in Africa, and more particularly in Uganda, is very dear to his heart. The progress made there during the last year has borne him up and encouraged him greatly when he was often weighed down with work. He feels that this country and its peoples in the very heart of Africa are a most precious trust. Their receptivity to the teachings, their great desire to serve their new faith, the number of them who have arisen to go out as pioneers, mark them as a people apart in the Baha'i world, at least for the time being. May many others in neighboring countries prove as worthy and follow their example. In dealing with people who are still backward in relation to our civilized standards, and in many cases guided by a tribal system which has strong orders of its own, he feels that you should be both tactful and forbearing. In spite of the fact that Mr. has been expelled from Gilbert and Ellis Islands. The remarkable progress of the faith there has been a source of great satisfaction. It shows that a spiritual receptivity, a purity of heart and uprightness of character exists potentially amongst many of the peoples of the Pacific Isles, to an extent equal to that of the tribesmen of Africa. It is indeed an encouraging and awe-inspiring sight to witness the spread of our beloved faith amongst those whom civilized nations misguidedly term savages, primitive peoples, and uncivilized nations. The second issue which causes difficulties for the African friends in these days is the matter of tribalism. The Baha'i attitude in such a situation is clearly set forth in the writings. As Baha'is, we are attached to our tribes and clans, just as we are to our families, and, on a larger scale, to our nations. But we do not allow this attachment to conflict with our wider loyalty to humanity. In these days, when tribal tensions are increasing in Africa, the friends should be vigilant lest any trace of prejudice or hatred, God forbid, may enter their midst. On the contrary, they should endeavor to bring into the faith an ever larger representation of the various tribes in each country. And through complete lack of prejudice, as well as through the love that Baha'is have for each other and for their non-Baha'i neighbors, demonstrate to their countrymen what the Word of God can do. They will thus provide for the scrutiny of the leaders and rulers of their countries a shining example of a unified community, working together in full concord and harmony, demonstrating a hope that is attainable and a pattern worthy to be emulated. To discriminate against any tribes because they are in a minority is a violation of the spirit that animates the faith of Baha'u'llah. As followers of God's holy faith, it is our obligation to protect the just interests of any minority element within the Baha'i community. In fact, in the administration of our Baha'i affairs, representatives of minority groups are not only enabled to enjoy equal rights and privileges, but they are even favored and accorded priority. Baha'is should be careful never to deviate from this noble standard, even if the course of events or public opinion should bring pressure to bear upon them. The entry into the Spanish Baha'i communities of gypsies, with their distinctive traditions and attitudes, is a welcome evidence of the power of the faith to unite human beings of diverse backgrounds and cultures. It also provides the Spanish Baha'i community with the challenge of working out ways of gradually and patiently deepening the new believers' understanding of and obedience to the teachings and laws of the faith. In this process, the older believers must be careful to distinguish between those matters which are principles of the faith and those which may merely be traditional Spanish or Persian attitudes. As you are undoubtedly aware, pioneers have sometimes caused unnecessary complications by insisting that the new believers in a country adopt practices which turn out to have nothing to do with the faith, but are merely norms of behavior from the pioneer's own homeland. In uniting the peoples of the world in the Baha'i community, we must establish uniformity in essentials, but must permit diversity in secondary matters. We should have no class prejudice in the faith, but we should not be blind to the differences and sensitivities of people who come from different classes of society. There are social differences in Europe, and the Baha'is should be aware of them and make every effort to bridge them. The Baha'i community should aim at becoming a cross-section of the national community. Many Baha'i communities around the world today function in the context of societies which are struggling with problems arising from ethnic differences. Conflicts often involve cultural and linguistic issues and may be further complicated by the presence of religious differences and by opportunistic political movements which use them for their own benefit. It is not uncommon for the relevant issues to find expression through violence. The essential challenge facing Baha'is in such situations is to avoid becoming embroiled in pointless debate. Inspired by the spirit of Baha'u'llah's teachings, we are called on to make the Baha'i community a haven of harmony and love, in contrast to the distress, contention, and strife of the surrounding society. Like their fellow believers in many lands, the Baha'i community is challenged by such a situation. In seeking to respond, the Baha'i administration and the more experienced friends must exercise a great patience and wisdom in guiding believers, some of whose passions may be raised by the various issues. Essentially, the problems produced by cultural and linguistic differences are impulses which can serve to facilitate the growth of individuals and the maturation of the institutions if we learn to take advantage of them. The difficulties which you describe are undoubtedly among those facing many members of interracial families. The House of Justice feels that these are matters which need to be worked out through the study and implementation of Baha'i principles, through personal wisdom and initiative, and by taking advantage of the benefits of consultation among those concerned. Of very great importance is development of the consciousness that one is, above all, a human being and a Baha'i, and that differences of race are of far less significance. It is hoped that the efforts of the believers, in conjunction with those of the Baha'i institutions, to resolve such difficulties, will attract divine confirmations and yield lasting results.